Welcome to the Hilltop United Methodist Church podcast. Hilltop is located in Sandy, Utah, 985 East, 10,600 South. Locals would say 106th. Our two worship services are at 9 o'clock and 10:30. Hope to see you this Sunday. God bless. Bye-bye. Talk to the idea a little bit of yearning. We're going to read some scripture in a second. And Sandy read you some scripture that's familiar to us. We've heard it often sung. We've heard it sung as part of the Messiah. And the way Handel sets that up, there's a plaintive, there's a yearning quality to that. It's this call for comfort. Comfort ye my people. And you've got this same element of yearning that is going on here in this 2 Peter 3 chapter, verse, which has to do with the first generation of Christians have begun to die. They've begun to go on, and there are some people there that are non-believers, and they are beginning to whisper things to them, which is, your hope was for naught. We told you this was going to come to nothing. Your Jesus isn't coming back anytime soon. Okay, Jesus isn't coming back at all. And so Peter, in this particular sermon, which is what we think 2 Peter is a sermon, is talking to the community and trying to remind them that there is going, that God's Jesus' return is an assured fact. It's going to happen. God will win. God will win. But there's an element of timing with this that isn't as we would expect. Now, my focus in our reflection today is going to be on the yearning quality, not so much on the fire and brimstone, not so much on the issue of time. You could preach probably three or four sermons off of this passage, but the one I want to focus on is the yearning quality and what it is that we're called to do in this time of yearning, in this time of trying to anticipate the arrival of Christ into the world. So I'm going to be reading from you 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 15, in the first half of that, page 238 of the New Testament section of your pew Bibles. But do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some think of slowness, but is patient with you, not wanting any to perish, but all come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a loud noise, and the elements will be dissolved with fire, and the earth and everything that is done on it will be disclosed. Since all these things are to be dissolved in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in leading lives of holiness and godliness? Let me read that again. What sort of people ought you to be in leading lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God? Waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God. Because of which the heavens will be set ablaze and dissolved, and the elements will melt with fire. But in accordance with his promise, we wait for new heavens and a new earth, where righteousness is at home. Where righteousness is at home. Therefore, beloved, while you are waiting all these things, strive to be found by him at peace, without spot or blemish, and regard the patience of our Lord as salvation. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Amen.
To yearn, a verb. To have an intense feeling or longing for something, typically something that one has lost or been separated from. Synonyms: long for, pine for, crave, desire, want, wish for, hanker for. That's familiar from my youth. What you got a hankering for? Covet, lust after for. We don't use that too often on Sunday morning between 10:30 and 11:30. Hunger for, burn for, thirst for, ache for, eat one's heart out for. Isn't that beautiful? Eat one's heart out for. Have one's heart set on. There's also some archaic definitions of that, like, for example, you may read in Shakespeare or something, to be filled with compassion or warm feeling. No fellow spirit yearned toward her. Verb. You hear elements of this idea of yearning in the Isaiah. The children of Israel that are in Babylon can see the light at the end of the tunnel. They know that the Persians have successfully defeated the Babylonians. They know that there's going to come a time soon, that they're going to be able to return to Jerusalem. But it's not quite there yet. It hasn't quite happened yet. And so they're trying to talk about what it is to anticipate this wonderful experience of returning to Jerusalem. And the prophet tells them comfort, tells them be patient here. You'll find patience there. Eventually, a straight road will emerge for you to go from Babylon and go to Jerusalem. But to be patient in this yearning that they have. There is a yearning in hearts weighed down by ancient grief and centuries of sorrow. We sang that a few minutes ago. I'm going to sing it again tonight. And I confess that some of us, the grief is not ancient and the sorrow is not centuries old. It's more recent. It's more imminent in our life. Something has happened to us recently, and we still have this yearning for God to be here with us. I don't know when it's going to happen, but now would be a good time for it to occur. And they're told to wait. Their comfort will come. Their comfort will indeed arrive. Yearning is a verb. To yearn is a verb. To have an intense feeling or longing for something, typically something that one has lost or been separated from. Peter is dealing with a community here that is shaken in its faith. They're yearning for the arrival of Christ in their world. They're yearning for this to happen, and it hasn't happened yet. And they're letting the voices of those that are on the outside shake them in their faith. This shaking has caused Peter to come and say, you need a little dose of hope here. You need a little dose of reinforcement of the message that God is going to win this at the end. We know the end of the story. We know the end of the story, and God is going to win. You don't need to fret. He even goes back to imagery that is this idea of God's time and our time are not the same thing. Be about your task. Last week, the idea out of the Mark passage that we looked at was this idea of don't go to sleep. Wacht auf is why you would say that in German. Wake up. Stay that you're awake. Make sure you stay awake. Be alert. Be about your task. Be about your homework assignment. And today, what is it that Peter says to this community of his? He says, be about being holy. be about being set apart. That's what holy means. Behave differently than the community around you. Look like and act like you're a follower of this guy, Jesus. The idea of being a follower of Jesus is that, one, we are saved by grace. We are set aside by grace. The load that we carry, the burden that we carry in our life that is our sins, the burden that we carry in our life that is our sins, has been taken off and given to over to Jesus. He has taken that voluntarily for us. But holiness is not an option that we sign up for as we might have on getting a different, as we go to get a car. We go get a nice car, but this kind of optional interior is something that goes along with it as something we don't necessarily have to buy. And what we need to understand is that we're saved by grace in order to be set apart. We're saved by grace in order to be set apart and to live out this holiness that God calls us to live. And it didn't start yesterday. It started some 2,000 years ago as Peter is talking to the community that he has there and reminding them that in this yearning they have for God to come into their world, they're still supposed to be about their task. They'll be about their task and to be making a difference in the world. There is a yearning that fills the hearts of those who wait for his appearing. And while we're in that period of waiting, Peter, Jesus, God, send us out with a reminder that we are to be about the task of making the world through us just a little different than it was before. Yes, I wish I could say to you the world was like it's supposed to be. It's not. The world is not there yet. It hasn't been fully realized yet. We all have a yearning for that, to make the world to be like this opportunity for the lamb and the lion to sit down and be in peace together, but we're not there yet. We're not there yet. And we here are invited to be part of that change in God's world. We indeed do yearn. In a few minutes after we've done communion, we're going to sing a hymn, "I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light." The third verse is that I'm looking for the coming of Christ. It's this yearning for the idea of Christ coming into the world. I am looking for the coming of Christ. I want to be with Jesus. When we have run patience, when we have run with patience the race, you know, every time we pick up the Bible, sometimes it gives us this homework assignment that we just don't necessarily like. I don't know about you, I can be impatient. Is anybody else here impatient? And God invites us, Jesus invites us, Peter invites us to understand that our task includes this element of patience there. When we have run with patience the race, we shall know the joy of Jesus. In him there is no darkness at all. The night and the day are both alike. The Lamb is the light of the city of God. Shine in my heart, Lord Jesus. And this shining in our heart, this shining in our heart that is the Lord Jesus, will allow others to see what it is to be made holy, to be set apart, to be different as a result of your relationship with Jesus Christ. I acknowledge there's a yearning that we have to make it all better today, right now. But that's not the way it works. The world is the way it is. But our homework assignment, our task, our challenge is for each of us to be in some kind of way, to use the message of God's grace in order to make the world just a little bit better. That's God's yearning for you, where God is yearning for you to be able to see how it is that you can make a difference in God's world. Let us pray. God, pray. Gracious and loving God, let us not forget that this idea of yearning is for both us and also for God, questing for us to be able to realize the potential that each of us has within us. We ask this prayer in the name of Christ Jesus, and all of God's children say,
Amen.
Welcome to the Hilltop United Methodist Church podcast. Hilltop is located in Sandy, Utah, 985 East, 10,600 South. Locals would say 106th. Our two worship services are at 9 o'clock and 10:30. Hope to see you this Sunday. God bless. Bye-bye.